biofuel demand set to exacerbate food prices. The current scramble for biofuel feedstocks could see biofuel consumption globally rise by 30% this year and a staggering 70% by 2030. This risks putting severe pressure on global food prices, with vegetable oil prices already at a post-2022 peak. Prices for most food commodities, especially vegetable oils, have increased for 3 consecutive months, repeating the pattern that followed the Russian invasion of Ukraine back in 2022. The U.S.-Israeli attack on Iran and subsequent high oil prices have led governments to bring forward new biofuel blending targets. At the same time, export powerhouses like Brazil and Indonesia are limiting the exports of key biofuel crops. Cuddy Ristcock, Energy and Climate Director at TNE, warns that governments are playing a dangerous game by promoting food for fuel. Biofuels already use up 5% of the world's fertilizers to produce just 4% of global transport fuels. Any increase in biofuels production would put further strain on a market that has been heavily disrupted by the blockage of the Strait of Hormuz. The situation is particularly stark in certain countries, with Indonesia devoting close to a fifth of its total fertilizers to biofuels and the US allocating one-tenth. The world's major biofuels producers rely on Russia, China, and the Middle East for over 50% of their fertilizer imports. Increasing biofuel supplies without competing with food crops is hard to achieve. An additional 130 million hectares of land would be needed to meet a 20% global road fuel mix, equal to the entire land mass of South Africa. The loss of ecosystems and subsequent deforestation would result in significantly more carbon emissions than the fossil fuels they replace. Governments must prioritize food over fuel, concludes Cuddy Ristcock. A global fertilizer crunch risks unraveling global food security. While governments are searching for ways to stockpile fertilizers, no one is talking about biofuels.